Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Everybody, welcome this lovely Wednesday morning in my world. Wow, hectic, hey? It's been an interesting week for sure in my world, with some fabulous things, some not so fabulous things. It's just how everything goes right now, isn't it? So yeah, how many mornings would you just rather stay in bed with the covers pulled up over your head and snuggled with the cat and just not even adult? Just not even. Let's just call in not interested today. Nah. Let's try again tomorrow, perhaps. Feels like that often, doesn't it? Hectic, weird. It just feels like we are bombarded with energies, with situations. And it's really, really key give yourself that big deep breath and just take things day by day. You know, there's all this spiritual movement of, you know, being in the present moment and all those sorts of, you know, energies and philosophies. And yeah, right now, that's the way to cope. Just day by day, have a backup plan for things just so that you can feel better and so that you're actively doing something, and it's seriously just day by day. I've been hibernating a lot, I know. I am such a bad friend. I have a whole list of friends. They're like, let's have lunch, let's get together. It's just, yeah, I'm bad at it. I am that friend. I'm bad at it. I even tried to, like, schedule some lunch dates and meet up with people, and, you know, because I was feeling, you know, like I was neglecting them, and I just couldn't make it happen. Things kept popping up, and so I just had to give in gracefully and do day by day, just like I'm telling you. I do feel like a bad friend at times, but you know what? I just have to do what feels right in the moment and do what feels right to make sure that my family's taken care of and all the cows I take care of. Because that's what happens, right? Things tend to go a little sideways, and I have to reprioritize. And I feel bad because it's not that my friends are not a priority. It's just that this is what's happening right now. It's a little cray-cray. A little cray-cray. Okay. Everybody breathe. We've got this. We've been through shenanigans before. Shenanigans will happen again. Now, in the bigger picture, here's what's going on. We are being given opportunities to see. Opportunities to see ourselves. Opportunities to see our own patterns of behavior and thinking and see if it's still valuable to us or not so valuable to us. So every day I learn something new about myself and my patterns. So on the weekend, I got to go meet up with a girlfriend that I don't think we've spent any time together significantly in at least 3 years. This is one of my best friends, but she does live 2.5 hours away, and we chit-chat on the phone once in a while, but her life is hectic, crazy, busy, and so is mine, and so we have to prioritize. It's kind of a hit and miss if we get to chat, and hanging out, no. In fact, one day this summer, we were busy out doing cows. We were, you know, checking them over and giving earrings and things. And I look up, and there she is in my yard with the best surprise ever, because she ended up coming to a town near me for an errand, and so she just thought she'd drop in with her and her kids, and it was so much fun. I mean, they came and helped us do cows because, of course, that's how we roll. And, you know, I realized how much I miss her, but life is hectic, busy, and it's just the way it is, I guess. A new normal. I've used that phrase a lot in the last few months. We are all adjusting to a new normal. And the problem is, or that can be, is that when things are not normal or how we are accustomed to them being, fear pops in huge. And fear makes people behave badly. It just does. Fear, jealousy, insecurity, all those things. People will behave badly when that's going on because they're coming from a place that's just icky. I don't know what else to call it because it's just icky. So when these things happen, you know, it's definitely take it as a time to look at yourself, right? So back to my story. I got to go and meet up with her, and we actually got to go see Colette Baron Reed. Now, if you're a fan on my fan page, and if you're not, what? You'll know that I love her oracle cards, especially her latest one. Oh, seriously? Totally lost it. Wisdom of the Oracle, I believe. Box, I have it somewhere. Anyways, I adore Colette Baron Reed. I do. She's an inspiration to me. I think she's completely fabulous. And so she went to Red Deer. Now, Red Deer is about 2.5 hours away from me. And so I made arrangements with my girlfriend, because she lives near Red Deer, to meet up, and we were going to go see. We did. We went to see Colette Baron Reed, and it was amazing. Just being in her energy was so cool. So cool. I will say this, though. It gave me a lot of information. I did not get a reading. The theme was the people that got readings was their crossed over fathers apologizing for being abusive and abandoning them. That was the theme. 90% of the readings were about that and how the crossed over father was apologizing. Oh, I need to mute for a second and yell at my dog. I see he's on the road. Just hold on. But he's going to get himself into big trouble if he's over there. It's never dull here. It's never dull. If I'm echoey, it's because I'm standing outside. Just hold on for one more second, everybody. Bless his heart, but if he wanders over to the neighbors, he's going to get himself into trouble, Mr. Puppy Pants. You be good. Okay. So we got to go see Colette, Baron, Reed. Oh, and the theme was crossed over fathers who were apologizing to wives and daughters for being abusive. There was lots of addictions that happened. And simply apologizing and creating that healing that goes with that. It was really cool. It was really inspirational. My alcoholic abusive father has not crossed over, so it's good to know that when he does decide to do that, he may realize how he treated a lot of people in his life and want to make amends. That makes me feel hopeful about that. It was incredible. Just being in her energy was incredible. I realized that with my talents and gifts, I don't necessarily want to do what she's doing, like big group readings like that, because one of the reasons I don't do readings on the radio show is because I get really personal really fast, and I am private personally, and so airing people's stuff publicly makes me uncomfortable. It's all about me, you know, and being empathic. It's too much for me to handle. Because I tried doing readings, and I ended up calling the lady after the show and finishing. Because I couldn't do it. I can't do short readings. I just can't. It's a healing gift I have. I connect to your soul. And so seeing her do it and being there and feeling the energy, it was really cool. I'm very happy she does. But I realize that's not my direction. Fascinating, right? How you can glean so much information from an experience if you're willing to look at yourself and the whole situation from perhaps a different perspective. Now, my puppy's probably going to start barking because he thinks he needs to go outside, but he can't go bug the neighbors. He's going to get himself into trouble. And there he goes. I know. See, all these hectic energies, all the animals pick up on it too. You know, they're edgy, they're restless, they're not sure if they want inside, outside, upside down, right, buddy? They pick up what's going on just as much as we do. Oh, my goodness, I have to tell a story about him, though. I'll get back to my call out there and read story after. So yesterday, I had someone coming to pick up a propane tank from our yard because we had switched over to natural gas a couple of years ago. And they saw it in our yard and wanted to buy it. And I'm like, yeah, please, take it. It's all good. Well, my puppy, Mr. Protective Pants, did not like someone being in my yard, so I had to bring him in the house. And I had to turn on the dishwasher because it's loud so that he couldn't hear them loading the tank and lose his mind because I didn't want him out there helping because he's not really helpful. And I didn't want him following them or just getting in the way, perhaps getting run over, you know, all those things that can happen. So I had to turn on the dishwasher so the puppy could have a nap. Like, really, dude? And then the guy got delayed because he forgot to bring a strap and someone had to bring it to him. So he knocked on my door. The dog lost his mind, knocked over all his food. And so then I had to wait, and then the dishwasher ran out, it went through its whole cycle, and I had to turn on the TV loud so the dog could have naps still. It was really entertaining to me because it's like, really? You're like having a child, and I have to do these things so that you can stay safe and calm and balanced. What about for yourself? what do you need to do sometimes to make sure you can stop your brain from worrying, to make sure you can stay calm, balanced, maybe have a nap? What do you need to do? What's your go-to? I know that when I'm home alone with the dog and it's like miserable outside and he can't be outside, I have to turn on the TV often and put on music, and just so that he, because he hears some little noise outside and he's sure someone's coming to bug us. And he just wants to be protective. That's his thing. And so I honor that, but I have to find ways to deal with it so that I can get stuff done. Make sense? Same for you. How do you work best? You know, when it's the summertime and I'm, you know, working and things and I have the children home and there's a level of chaos all the time, you know, lots of background noise and stuff. I find that when they go back to school in September, sometimes I can't get work done for the first couple of weeks as well because I'm used to getting things done with that energy in the background. Does that make sense? And then I have to adjust. It takes a couple of weeks to adjust to that. What about you? How do you handle that? What do you need to have happen so that you can get things done or so that you can think clearly? A lot of people aren't sleeping very well right now. Grab those selenites. Grab those selenites. And hold them in your hand. I actually have a shipment of smaller pieces coming in for my store because I have the store going again. It's called Cowgirl Gifts. If you want to find it online, www.cowgirlgifts.ca, because I am Canadian, and the .com wasn't available unless I wanted to pay $500, and I didn't. So I don't have selenites right now because, honestly, I sold out. I do have selenite lamps, but I don't have any of the crystals right now until my shipment comes in, probably not till the end of May, because it's so popular, right? People want it. So find those things or pay attention to your patterns so that you are able to navigate. It's a self-awareness. Pay attention to yourself. So when I was sitting in the audience for Colette Baron-Reed, watching her do her magic, I could see a lot of things she does the same way I do, and that made me feel good, right? I could feel the healing energy she gave to the people. I was amazed how she could pick and choose who she read because it was busy. Right? She did medium readings, the crossed-over loved ones, and there was people trying to come through, and I could feel her filtering, and it was impressive, completely impressive. She was worth the 2.5-hour drive each way, totally worth it. And I got to spend time with my best friend, so that was awesome. It was busy, but it was awesome. Yeah. That was amazing. Okay, but I have to tell you this other piece. I did not broadcast it on social media that I was going. And I thought, okay, I don't want to. There's something about it I don't want to tell people until I'm already back. I still haven't, actually. I haven't broadcast it on social media. You guys are the first to hear about it. And I thought to myself, what's going on with that? I'm not really sure, so I'm just going to sit with it and honor myself by not saying anything. And then I realized I don't want to feel the energy of people of jealousy, of snarkiness. How come she got to go? How'd she get tickets? I thought, you know, there's a slowdown in her area. She says her husband's not working every day. That's all true, man. That's all true. But I save money. I found a way. Hello, I sold a propane tank out of my yard. Right? I found a way, but I didn't want to deal with those energies because then it would taint my experience. You know, the fine art of keeping your mouth shut. Yes, I was over the moon excited about this. I would text my friend, counting down the sleep, and, you know, I was really happy, but I tempered that because I didn't want to upset anyone else for the simple reason is that I would feel it. I'm empathic. I feel what you're feeling, man. It would have not necessarily ruined my experience, but it might have tainted it. You know, dealing with someone else's perceptions about me and why did I get to go, you know. This happens a lot. Anyways, back to Colette Baron Reed. She let some things slip, probably not a slip, probably because I, for one, needed to hear them, about how some things go in her world. And since she's someone I really like and I find her inspiring me, actually, she's the reason I ended up on that radio show situation that didn't work out for me, where I ended up losing a lot of money and they weren't in alignment with my energy and they made promises they didn't keep. Because of the way Colette Baron Reed does things, she does call-in radio show on Hay House. You can find her there if you want to check her out. And I thought maybe that's what I have to do to move forward in my business. Nope. Big ol' nope. But I wouldn't have known that if I wouldn't have tried it. And she let some other things out, and I was like, wow, thank you for that. Thank you so much, because I had questions, and of course, I'm not a guru. If you know me, yeah. We went for coffee with some people after, and one of them found out as a reverend, and she's like, oh, I hope I didn't swear, and I'm like, oh, honey, it's okay. My nickname is Reverend Potty Mouth. Like, I'm real. I'm not trying to be something other than myself. I have chosen to inspire people just by being me. A little sassy, potty mouth, but I'm doing things I love, and I'm doing it my way. When I've tried to model myself or follow someone else's example, didn't work. That was a harsh lesson to learn, because it's way easier to follow someone else's example, right? It's way easier to model after somebody else. It is. But it didn't work for me, and I would not have known that if I wouldn't have tried it. You know, and had a little temper tantrum about it because it was irritating. Not going to lie. So having that experience has changed the way I'm doing business. Wild, right? Pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to what makes you happy, to what makes you go, really? Well, that's interesting. Now, I have to tell you, the theme about abusive, abandoning, alcoholic, drug-addicted fathers coming through that evening to apologize to the women in their life is pretty significant. The girl stuff going on right now, women fighting with each other, no matter what age group, the cattiness, it's all pretty huge right now. I mean, it always goes on. We haven't evolved to that point where we can support each other unconditionally. We have years of genetics where we were fighting for survival, and it was on the women to make sure the species survived, right? So we picked the best mates we could because, you know, it's ingrained in our energy. And that's what we're trying to shift and change. You know, not that far in our history, the women ruled the world. And then it became more patriarchal. And now we're shifting back to, I'm hoping, a balance. I don't want it to be totally, I don't even know if I can say the word today, matriarchal. I want it to be more of a, not even maybe a balance, but a juggling of both energies. Because that would work better for all of us. But I have to tell you, the theme that's going on right now is women behaving badly to each other. You're all like, let me think about that a minute. Well then, yeah. Clients with their daughters, friends with their work situations, it's pretty aggressive. I found that I didn't want to broadcast that I got to go do something completely amazing, because it's not the men in my life that were going to say, nee, 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 nee. It was the women. Bless their hearts. They don't even have to say it, and I feel it. I know it. And while I can understand it, sometimes I just don't want to deal with it. I mean, and I'm not saying that I don't do it either, because, hello, I'm human. What I will say is that I immediately become aware of why, or I work on trying to find out why. Why am I doing it? Am I reacting? Am I just cranky that day? Have I had enough of somebody else and then I'm taking it out on this situation? We all do it. The key is not completely changing it. The key is becoming aware of why you're doing it. What's the underlying energy? Is it insecurity? Is it jealousy? What is the underlying energy that you feel it's okay to cut somebody else down or to demand that they give you stuff? Demand that they help you a lot. Well, you're so good at this. I need you to help me. If there's not a balanced energy exchange, it's not going to work. Right? I give free advice a lot, and I've had to slow that down because I'm getting tapped out. Getting tapped out. So it's my choice now, right? And that's on me. That's not on them. That's on me. What need did it fulfill for me, right? Like I said to my girlfriend, I said, you know, when things come up for you and you want to talk to me, I want you to. Even though this is my business and people pay me for what I will do for you, you don't have to pay me for it because you supported me when I was figuring this all out. We have a history. For that history, for your support way back then and being my friend and understanding me, this is the payoff, honey. Like, I don't want, like, I know my really good friends don't always ask for my help because they don't want to be burdening me or being needy, but that's not how it goes. But that's up to me to explain that to them. Because they were my friends before this ever even happened. Because I do have people in my life who they would consider us friends, but I only hear from them when they need something from me. Does that happen in your life? And if it does, oh, there's a big old coyote outside. Just hang on. I need to find my dog. Holy hay crops. This is a weird day, hey? Weird day. Just hang on. Okay, that was weird. So you know when I had to pause the show a little bit earlier because my dog was at the neighbor's? He was across my road in a pasture, and right where he was, there is a huge, huge coyote right now. Dun, dun, dun. So he just got a dog biscuit, and he's sitting on his blanket right now. He's like, hey, I never get these inside the house. What's going on? Well, because I love you, buddy. A huge coyote. The coyote's actually beautiful. Seriously beautiful, but, you know. I don't want my dog to get beat up. Yikes. There's got to be messages in that for all of us, right? Oh, if I go to my animal spirit guidebook, coyotes, beware of someone being sneaky. Okay, then. And I was actually talking about women and hidden agendas. Huh. So there you go, guys. Just be aware. Be aware of unbalanced energies. When you give and give and give and don't get anything back. The giving back can be a hug. The giving back can be appreciation. The easiest giving back is, of course, monetary, because money is an energy that we all understand. Whew. That spooked me a little. It was weird, because right where my dog was is now this huge coyote. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. I tell you, it's a time of contrasting energies. Contrasting. And I don't know if or when, I guess. I don't know when. I'm just trying to tune into it now because I got all distracted there. When the shift is going to happen. I do believe all this feminine energy that's fighty and aggressive and feisty and, you know, all the stuff that's coming up, it's for women to look at themselves. Is this who I want to be? Is this how I want to live my life? What exactly is going on here? And you get to decide. I mean, that doesn't mean that you always be a peaceful flower. I forgot to put away all the treats, and Blake just found them. You can have some more, buddy. It does not mean that, you know, you roll over and let people just do what they need to do and take advantage of you. It does mean that you be aware of when it does happen. Okay, and if it happens and you feel like after, oh, I fell for that again, take that as a learning. Take that as a learning. I mean, all of this that goes on is why I have a thriving business. This is what I help people with. I work with women to help them get their self-confidence back, to help them sort through their energies of insecurity, of jealousy. I do soul sessions for that. I do guided meditation stuff for that. And it's really to help everyone that I work with have their confidence back. Or maybe you never felt confident ever, so you don't even know what it feels like to have that. That's what I do for you. I've had a lot of crazy experiences, like, you know, visiting with my girlfriend and we're sharing stories. And there was so much stuff I hadn't even had a chance to tell her. And we're like, wow. It was so good. It was a soul refresh. Totally a soul refresh. Because life is. It's busy. It's rich. It's faceted. It's not always peaceful. But it's profound learning, impactful learning. We have contrast to show us to pay attention. We don't pay attention when it's peaceful. Or if we don't like peaceful, we will create drama just to ignite our energies again. That's what happens. So, you know, back to my story about Colette Baron Reed. I didn't want to put a post on Facebook saying I went to her and tagging her in it and saying, yay, you are amazing. I just didn't want to feel the energy from other people about it. So I was going to send her a private email saying, blah, 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 thank you. And then I thought, well, no, because if I do that, she might think that I'm just trying to suck up and get her attention and get a free reading or something like that. This is where my brain went with all of this. Like, I tell you what, I had a lot of learning about myself in just this experience. I'm like, okay, so what if that's what she thinks about me, that, you know, I'm just trying to suck up or I'm just trying to get her attention, I want her to acknowledge me, and that's probably all true, but that wasn't my intention behind sending that email. It was because I wanted to keep my experience private. And once I figured that out, I'm like, okay, that's weird. Do I really need to? No. Okay. So let's just do it. So I did. I went to her page, and she had said, thank you, Red Deer. And so I put something on there. Thank you for coming to Red Deer. Like something short and sweet. Because I just felt like awkward about it. Weird, right? Like, what is that all about? Still figuring out those details. I did, and, you know, it took me a couple days to even message one of my friends who knew about it. She's like, how was it? Awesome, I said. I don't know. I guess I'm still sorting through all the threads and all the things that I became aware of during that experience. Amazing, right? Amazing. And not everybody's going to have the same experience that I had because we all have our own perceptions, our own filters, right? I loved it. She's supposed to come back next year to Red Deer. I'm going. Another one of my girlfriends is like, yeah, I'll go with you next time. Deal. Maybe I'll get a whole group. We'll go. It'll be awesome. Weird, though. It's like it's like, I mean, I find that being private and protective right now is huge because, you know, a lot of my friends, they're struggling financially, and I'm not going to lie, so are we. We're being very cautious and careful. And did I feel guilty about going? No. No. Not when it's someone that I have wanted to see in person, and I missed out when she was in Edmonton. It was sold out in 3 days. And not when, as part of the package deal, I got to spend time with someone I really love. Now, if I hadn't saved up money and had a little extra stash cash, would I have gone? No. Would I have been sad? Yes. So this is, again, your priorities and balancing. You can still make things happen when it's chaos. You just have to be aware. I mean, is it a coincidence that my propane tank filled right after? No, it's not. Now, my puppy wants out again. I think the coyote hopefully got scared away by the neighbors. Weird! Such weirdness going on, people. I feel like even this radio show that I'm jumping all over the place, which is true. I am. I totally am. Just stepping outside. Looks okay. You can go outside, buddy. You want to go out? He's not sure. He's thinking. After this show, I'm totally going to go check all my cows, make sure there's no shenanigans, no coyotes trying to eat any calves or anything like that, because, you know, he was a big guy. All right. Whew. Shenanigans and chaos, hey? So, break all this down. When your life is hectic and chaotic, you have to find those things that ground you, that make you feel good, that refresh your soul. I have to tell you about a crystal I found, too. It's called a fire and ice quartz. It is amazing. I ordered some from my store, but only one showed up and it was broken. And so hopefully, well, it will get replaced. It's broken and it turned a weird color. And so it's in sea salt right now, getting its energy cleared. But the one that I found at a store, I'm holding it in my hand today because there's just something going on. So, again, find those things. If you can find a fire and ice crystal, check it out, man. See, look at how I'm jumping. I will have some in my store, but not until the shipment shows up, which we don't know when. I feel like we need a breath in. I'm definitely going to do the chakra cleanse today. Definitely. Edgy energy. Edgy energy. Yeah. There's definitely some shifting today. So make sure you're drinking lots of water. Make sure you eat things that make your energy feel grounded. If you have to reach for those chips today, do it. I'll be reaching for the hickory sticks, let me tell you what. Except for I get to go have a lunch date today with the people that I teach for, because I actually tutor computers and things for women that want to learn how. Now I have cows that are fighting. Seriously? See, everybody's weird today. Dun, dun, dun. So if people are weird in your world, just maybe practice the fine art of keeping your mouth shut. Let it slide over. Does feel hectic. Even my kids, so they signed up for a bunch of sports, and we had to, like, roll it back, pick and choose, because it was just too much. We don't want to be running every night. We need to watch the money situation. We need to watch, you know, where we're spending our time and energy, because our world is all messy. It's just messy. Whew. And before I did the show today, I was feeling things hugely in my root chakra. So just pay attention to that. Don't overspend. Just be aware. Be aware of how you're feeling, where, and what you can do to just kind of counteract or ride through the energies. Sometimes we just have to experience what we experience so that we know what it feels like. Does that make sense? Hibernate if you can. That's not always a possibility. Even when I hibernate, if I still get messages and phone calls. I will say, though, when I do go out, like going to Red Deer for the day and overnight, it was delightful. People were happy. It was fun. Went shopping with my girlfriend because she needed a few things. I didn't buy anything because I'm trying to behave. And besides, I just stocked my store with a bunch of cool things, so I get my shopping fixed that way. Maybe that's why I started my store again, so I can have my shopping fixed and then sell it to everybody that enjoys what I enjoy. Huh. There you go. Look at that. Win-win for all of us. Win-win. I'm seriously holding this crystal. It's edgy, edgy today. We got this, though, right? We got this. We're strong. We're resilient. We will survive what the universe throws at us, and we'll make it better. Again, right now the energy is asking you, are you who you wish to be? If not, why? If not, what patterns or habits or ways of being would you like to change? Would you like to change the way you react to some people in your life? Would you like to change your perception of your job so that you can go to work every day with a smile instead of dread? What would you like to change? Now is the time to do it. Now is the time for self-reflection, self-care, so you can have those good insights and really decide. Something came up for me yesterday that I could pursue and completely change what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and basically take a completely different path. So I went to talk to my husband about it, but he's actually working yesterday. He's actually home today. He was working yesterday, and I texted him about something else, hoping he'd call me so I could lay this all on him, and he never did. Seriously, never did. I had a wedding meeting with a delightful lady, and so I was expecting him to call me after or something, and I had to go pick up the kids because they had an activity last night after school. Nothing. I'm like, huh, haven't heard from him. He can't be home yet. Sure. He's like, oh, yeah, I got your text, but I was busy. Now, that's interesting because the answer to my do I take this other path and do these other things was no. Him and I talked about it, and he's like, absolutely no, don't do it. You've worked so hard to get this business and this all that you're doing to this point where it's amazing. Why would you give all that up? Which is how I felt, but, you know, there was this other situation where I could make more money in the short term. But the energies I would be totally successful at it, hugely successful. If I wanted it, I would have it. It would be mine. I don't know that I could have handled the consequences of doing that. Does that make sense? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have been as happy as I am right now, that's for sure. Steep learning curve, readjusting to being in a totally different environment. I mean, I would still spend time with my cows, so that part would be okay. But it would be restrictive, that's the word. I wouldn't have the freedom that I have right now. And that just that's not appealing. It's not going to. But you know what? It is an option. And I even, like, took out 3 coins and, you know, did that heads or tails thing. I picked yes, do it was heads, no, don't was tails, and I shook all 3, and all 3 were no. That's how conflicted I was. Like, I wasn't sure. I needed some answers from the universe. I'm like, oh, guess that's a big old no. And then my husband didn't call me. Then we talked to him. He's like, yeah, no. Do you want to do it? And I'm like, well, not really. But if it would benefit our family, you bet I would. You bet I would. And so these things are coming up not to test us, but to bring into our awareness that we have choices. I could still choose that other option, and I could make it into something that I would enjoy. Absolutely. I have that choice. I might not like what it felt like to get there. I might have been a little cranky about it all for a while, but it would probably work out well in the end. So either choice is a win-win for me. Can you feel it? I'm still a little conflicted. I'm like, oh, maybe not. Anyways, right now it's a no, and I'll just leave the rest up to the energy and see where it takes me. These things are happening for us to really examine. Because you know what? How often do we say, oh, I wish I could do that, or, man, that would be fun. And yet if the opportunity arrives on a platter, we, like, fearfully say no. Freaked out. Say no, or freaked out, say yes, and regret it on something else. And so the point of the energy is for us to decide from a place of confidence. I am saying no to this situation, and am I confident that that's the right choice? 96% yes. 4% But I actually don't really have to make a concrete decision. I could do other things to decide. So pay attention, though. Pay attention. Because I have not worked out, like, gone to look at the situation energetically and worked out the details and how I would feel about it all. Because I'm pretty sure that if I do, I won't like it. But right now, that it's kind of an intriguing possibility makes my energy happy. Does that make sense? I know, we're weird, hey? All right, so let's do the chakra balancing, especially for me. It seems like I say that every week. I do love the chakra balancing, totally love it. It makes me feel aligned and grounded. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. So thank you for listening. You guys make my life happier. And I'm wishing you all a wonderful Wednesday, and take care of yourselves. Practice that self-care.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher, and then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big, or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages, right? Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies, and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head, and then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light's going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. Takes a little trust, takes a little faith. But if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day. You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off. Because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.